USA Radio News.
A Uvalde police officer had the opportunity to shoot the gunman before he entered the school, but did not take the shot for fear of hitting children, according to an official briefed on the investigation. The decision is the second missed opportunity for officers who were responding to reports of a gunman outside Robb Elementary School. Additional details on the investigation into the Uvalde school shooting are expected to be released later this week. Two teachers and 19 students were killed after a gunman walked into the school through an unlocked door and opened fire. Police response to the shooting is currently being investigated by the Texas Ranger, the U.S. Department of Justice, and a special committee of the Texas Legislature. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
People are marching in London.
Thousands of people marched through central London Saturday protesting the soaring cost of living in Britain. They're demanding that the government do more to help people faced with bills and other expenses that are rising faster than their wages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticized for being slow to respond to the rising cost of living crisis. Demonstrators booed as they passed Johnson's official residence. Russia's war with Ukraine has crimped energy supplies and food staples across Europe. Prices were already going up as demand went up due to the economic recovery from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An investigative report shows that two Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The city of Houston and Harris County have confirmed their first cases of monkeypox. The Houston Health Department and Harris County Public Health announced the infected patients recently traveled internationally. Monkeypox is rare and it lasts 2 to 4 weeks, and it doesn't spread easily between people without close personal skin-to-skin contact. As firefighters are battling two wildfires that are threatening communities in Arizona, four non-scientific buildings at Kitt Peak National Observatory southwest of Tucson were lost in the wildfire. The lead of the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona said the fire didn't appear to damage the telescope and science buildings at the observatory, though a closer examination of the site hasn't yet been made due to safety concerns. The fire was originally caused by lightning. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are searching for a suspect they believe punched the city's mayor at a popular downtown event complex. Authorities released several screen grabs from surveillance videos on their Facebook and Twitter accounts showing a man they believe is the suspect in the attack on the mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.